I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Inflation in the U.S. hitting its highest level since 1981. The national average price of gas surged to a record-breaking $5 a gallon last week. The Biden administration is dealing with pushback from both oil companies and environmentalists.
Environmental groups who want less drilling and oil companies who want more. The White House is also sending mixed messages on oil and gas production. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm visited Texas yesterday, pushing the administration's green agenda. The administration is asking oil companies for help, calling for them to refine more oil.
Fox's Grady Trimble. The CDC announcing Saturday that children as young as 6 months old can now get the COVID-19 vaccine, beginning early next week. A report regarding the conduct of Border Patrol agents falsely accused of whipping Haitian migrants last year set to be released in a few weeks. Fox's Bill Malugin has more.
Multiple Border Patrol sources tell me they are irate about this. They feel that the president and other politicians essentially convicted these horseback agents before they ever had a chance at an investigation. And now we're hearing they are going to be disciplined. If we rewind the clock to last September, Del Rio, those horseback agents were responding to thousands upon thousands of Haitians crossing illegally into Texas. They do not have whips. They have split reins, which are used to control the horses. But the narrative was often running. Prominent Democrats pushing it.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he is calling for airlines to help travelers this summer by hiring more customer service agents, among other steps. His department could punish airlines that fail to meet consumer protection standards. FlightAware reporting that 1,470 flights were canceled on Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More fallout for Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon's soft-on-crime policies following the killing of two L.A. officers on Tuesday.
Joseph Santana's mother says if not for the D.A.'s soft-on-crime policies, her son would still be here.
Gascon's just letting all these criminals out, and they just keep doing one crime after the other. That guy should have been in jail. If he wouldn't have been out, my son and the other officer would still be here.
Gascon responding to criticism with condolences for the families in a tweet, quote, "Our hearts break for them as they face this Father's Day weekend without their loved ones. Our office has and will continue to hold people who commit violence accountable for their actions." But the El Monte Police Officers Association lashing out at Gascon, saying the prosecutorial changes he's made is what led to the two officers' death at the hand of a convicted felon who would have been in jail under California's three strikes policy.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The county will hold a town hall regarding Gascon's crime policies on Wednesday. Questions surrounding the fatal shooting of a two-year-old girl in Texas.
35-year-old Jessica Cantu was charged with endangering a child last week. The San Antonio Sheriff's Office says she claimed the child shot herself, but an autopsy determining that wasn't the case. The report concluding the gun was fired from a distance and not close proximity. Cantu's boyfriend was also arrested, and police say he owned the gun. More charges are possible against the couple. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Two homicide victims have been identified decades later. thanks to DNA testing.
The two victims identified in separate cold cases in Washington State. DNA identifying Blaine Has Trix, who disappeared in 1977, and Alice Lou Williams, who vanished in 1981. Police are hoping people will come forward with information that will help them solve both murders. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.